This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So Colin Saunders, he's the author of a book that we'll get to called Triangular UFOs of the United Kingdom, but right now focusing a lot of our early discussion on his very, very super close encounter. Colin, let's turn that corner.
Like I said, on the night, it almost feels like the scenery was different. So again, is this a case of dimensions, that as a craft is coming through from one dimension to another, do you get a bit of an overlap? I have heard of it before, you know, where a taxi driver had an encounter with a UFO, and when he went back the next day, he couldn't find the road, even though he knew all of the roads in his town. The roads that were there the night before were not there the next day. So it is, are we getting dimensions mixing up with us as well? And then we've got the time as well, haven't we? The time factor that comes into a lot of these cases. Not with our own case, but with some of them in the book that I've written, there's people there who've got missing time. Although I don't always think that missing time is an abduction. You know, I think sometimes time can go a bit strange, sort of dilated, time dilation, but no abduction. But again, I'm only guessing because I don't really know all of the answers. I'm just an ordinary guy who's had an extraordinary experience. I haven't got any answers to any of these questions, unfortunately. In fact, the more that you learn about the subject, the more questions you have. So, to the book. Would you like to read a few passages from the book?
I'd rather you, instead of reading passages of the book, specifically discuss in your own words what key things you want to emphasize, and then we'll ask you questions. So, okay, so this experience spurred you on to writing this book.
That's right, yeah. Mainly because I wanted to get my story out, but then what I've found over the years, a lot of people contact me because they've had an experience with the triangle, and I guess they want a little bit of counselling, is what people have said to me. Just be able to talk to somebody else who's had a similar experience, because you're on your own if you don't know where to go to. I mean, I was on my own when I first had the experience. I didn't know who to turn to. I did have some friends in the police force. I told them about it, and they were not surprised, actually. One or two of them had had their own experiences along the way. So it has been nice that people have opened up to me about their experiences and some of the strange things that have happened to them along the way. I mean, it's not the sort of thing you go down to your local pub and chat about, because people think you're absolutely crazy, but people tend to talk to me about it because they know I've had my own experiences. So the point is that these triangles, they are real. They are here. Now, if we look at the triangles in the books, the 130 different sightings, then there's no two exactly the same. There's variance all the time in the size. Generally, they tend to be equal actual triangles, but not always. But the colour of the triangles and the colour of the lights, they vary quite tremendously. I've gone through the book and made notes on some of those and descriptions of the craft and the way that the craft moved, etc. One of the points I'd like to make is that when you have a craft, when you build an aircraft, for instance, you build a certain amount. So you build from 0 to 75, and then you build from 76 to 150, and any major changes will go from, you know, the 75 to the 150. You don't keep changing every single aircraft that you make along the way, and you certainly don't change the size and the operation and the components of the craft. You need to service these craft. You need to have spare parts for them. Now, I've got 130 different different types of triangles in the book, so we're just scratching the surface. If you think these are man-made, you've got to be crazy. There's just too many of them. It'd be too difficult to service all of them.
The thing I want to ask here is, why be sure they're physical constructed craft? There could be holographic projectors. And when you feel something, well, do you remember Star Trek's holodeck, which is what the creators of Star Trek predicted for the 23rd and 24th centuries? Imagine an alien race thousands of years ahead of us. Recreating a simulated reality would be nothing to them. We're talking about doing it now.
Yeah, that's a possibility. The craft itself could have been a hologramic. I've got no answers to those because it's such a strange science that we're dealing with. I mean, I personally didn't think it was a hologram by the way that it materialized and moved around. But then again, like you say, if these things are coming from a really advanced race from the future or whatever, then yeah, I think anything's possible. I wouldn't dismiss anything. I mean, I've sort of come to conclusions just on my own experiences. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they are correct. I mean, for the first 20 years, I thought I had an out-of-body experience, but then it turns out it might not have been. It may have been images placed in my mind, telepathy. But as we go along, we might find that it wasn't that. It might have been something else. We just don't know. We haven't got any definitive answers at the moment. So are they holograms? They could well be, yes. Yeah, I've got no axe to grind there.
And the other possibility is it's all happening in your head. You think you see it because there's some outside force that's sending you an image.
Yeah, but I would have shared that with the mother-in-law and the daughter because we all do the same thing. And we all saw the lights as we turned the corner. So unless it was a mass hallucination, which it wasn't, I can assure you, then we all saw the same thing. The same craft materialised. I'm pretty certain that it was a solid craft from another dimension. And the people who talk about people who actually have closer encounters, who meet ET, meet the Greys, I doubt very much that they're holographic projections. So those Greys will be coming out of real solid craft, not from a hologram, in my humble opinion.
What bothers me about Dr. David Jacobs, and to a lesser extent Bud Hopkins, is that they are basically saying that ET is here to create a hybrid race, human, alien, and Jacobs is particularly detailed about this. They are here to infiltrate our society, possibly towards a quiet takeover. Now, I should tell you that we've had Dr. Jacobs on the PowerCast a few times too, a couple of times with Bud Hopkins. And we've kind of felt skeptical about that maybe Jacobs was going a little too far.
I don't know. It's does put some good arguments forward. I do like his work. And certainly it does seem that people have eggs and sperm taken from them. So are they doing experiments? They've been here a long time. I don't know. It seems more likely that they are producing some sort of a hybrid. What concerned me about my encounter and whatever is happening at the moment, and I do believe there is something big happening. The next day after my encounter, I expected everybody to know. I just didn't think it would be us. I thought everybody would know. But as time goes on, you sort of realise that nobody's talking about it, but they must know. I mean, we've seen it, so we know. We're not the only people in the world who've had a close encounter, so it seemed quite logical that the military have had encounters and that the governments of the world must know what's going on. The military in different countries must be working on this problem, shall we call it. But none of them are admitting to it. The governments won't admit to it. The military's not, or they are starting to come out with it a bit more now. But the aliens as well themselves are doing everything like clandestine. They're not coming down and getting out of ships on the White House lawn and saying hello to everybody. They're making themselves known to certain people, you know, like they did to us that night. There's no mistaking what we saw that night with the light show that they put on for us. But generally speaking, the aliens are keeping whatever they're up to secret from us. So if the governments are keeping secret and the aliens are keeping it secret, I don't think it bodes well for the human race, whatever's going on.
So besides the cases that you have listed in your book,
Tim has a few questions of our guest, Colin Saunders, and I'll have a few more too. with Gene, Tim, and Colin. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So when he does that voice, Tim Swartz almost sounds like possibly he's flying a triangle. By the way, before Tim asks his question, I have a quickie here. There's a theory that some of this triangular aircraft consists of test aircraft, not spaceships. What do you think, Colin?
Yeah, there's bound to be one or two that we're trying to back engineer. or maybe not back engineer, but try and copy. I don't know if we've actually captured any triangles or not. Like I said earlier, because of the vast amount of different triangles, I don't believe they are being made by the military. If we take, for instance, at the moment, they were talking about sending in fighter jets to the Ukraine. What they're saying is the logistics of that. They don't just send the craft in. You've got to send in the spare parts and the maintenance crews to keep all of those craft flying. Now, you can imagine if you've got 1,000 different varieties of triangles, trying to get the maintenance crews for those and the spare parts to keep them all afloat, it's just going to be a nightmare, a logical.
We have to assume, though, if it's a test aircraft, that they're not sending those things to Ukraine.
No, I was talking about just normal fighter aircraft. If we've got decent back-engineered triangles, I would imagine, would not the Russians have them as well? I mean, it's not just going to be America or England that build these triangles. If we've got the technology and we're back-engineering them, I'm sure they'd be in the theatre in Ukraine now being used. I don't know. I think we probably are working on triangles, but I don't know if we're anywhere near as advanced as ET at the moment. Again, we can only guess at what's going on in the background.
There was a rash of triangle sightings in Belgium about 7 to 8 years earlier from your experience. And I don't know if you've done any research on those sightings, and I hope you have, because I was wondering, you know, if you have researched those, how do those sightings compare to the one that you had?
Yeah, it's an interesting question because after the sighting, Omar Fowler, the guy who, gentleman here in the UK, he's passed away now, the late Omar Fowler, who was very much into triangles, sent me some information, and in that information there was a picture of a triangle from Belgium from the early 1990s. Now what struck me about that particular image is that the craft flew over this young guy's head and he drew a picture of the underneath. Now what he said was there were girders or beams on the surface which were interlocking, they were in relief, exactly the same as the top of the craft that we saw. We never saw the bottom of our craft at all. We only saw the rear end and the top. So when I came to make the model, I decided to use the Belgium sighting because it just had got the beams that seemed so similar to use for the bottom of my craft to make the complete replica. But having said that, I mean, I don't know if there was any beams on the bottom of our craft or not because we didn't see it. But certainly on the Belgium sighting, they've got these interlocking beams on the bottom. So I think it's the same sort of craft, same series of crafts that have been seen in Belgium that we saw down the Fosse Way that night. Now, I did have a guy get in touch with me from Belgium. He had his experience in the 1960s. He got in touch with me because he's also a model maker. Now, he said that a triangle came down into school. Because the weather was inclement, all the children in the school were inside on the first floor. And the triangle came down to the windows on the first floor, and all the kids could see the triangle. And he said there was a dome underneath the triangle, and you could see a couple of people, a couple of humanoids inside the triangle. And he said it floated away from the school, folded up like a cigar, and then shot off like a bullet. So that was another Belgian triangle sighting, but that was from back in the 60s when he was a young lad, and he's still making models now after all these years. But yeah, I've watched all the YouTube stuff on the Belgium sightings and the triangles I'd seen there. Yeah, from my point of view, I think it was ET triangles, and I don't know what they were playing at, but I think all the sightings were genuine. I don't think they were military. But then again, you know, I'm not there.
Well, and a lot of people think that the triangular UFO sightings, black triangles, are more of a recent types of events, which lead a lot of people to think that, you know, maybe we are dealing with, you know, some kind of man-made, top-secret, black-budget types of crafts. But if you go back through UFO history, you'll find plenty of reports of triangular-shaped UFOs. There's even a film that managed to get out of the former Soviet Union. I think it was shot sometime in the 1970s. I can't be positive about that. But it was shot at a Russian Air Force base. And everybody was all concerned because there was a triangular-shaped craft very high up in the atmosphere just taking its time floating over this base. So it's not a new phenomenon.
No, I think they've been around for a long, long time. I haven't got the details, but I think some have been seen as early as the 1800s. Certainly a long, long time ago. I know from my own experience, if I was going to fabricate the story, I would have said it was a flying saucer that we saw that night. I mean, I was gobsmacked to see a triangular-shaped craft because I knew nothing about UFOs. But strangely enough, once I got onto the internet and started typing in and seeing what was going on, there were so many triangular sightings, I just couldn't believe it. It seems like I was expecting them to be flying saucers, but the majority of what people are seeing of late is triangles. I don't know why it has changed over the years, but triangles are really common now, I have to say, yeah. Most common sort of UFO that you've seen. I did an article in a local newspaper on my own triangle site and invited people, local people, to get in touch. And I think about 10 people got in touch. And they were all triangle sightings. Now, whether they got in touch just because they were triangle sightings and not people who'd seen saucers didn't get in touch. I did invite everybody who wanted to get in touch to get in touch. But all I got was triangles, which I thought was quite interesting. There was nobody saying they'd seen any saucers or anything along those lines. And, I met one guy who had a close encounter with a huge triangle. And it was about 2 weeks before our sighting, and about 4 miles as a crow flies. So very near to High Cross at a village called Charnford. But he was driving to work at 3 a.m, and there was this triangle the size of a football pitch just hovering at edge height over a field. He stopped his car, got out and had a look at it, got a bit nervous, got back in his car and drove up, and you could see it in the rearview mirror all the time. And he said it had got girders on as well, like my model. But he said the light, he could just see the lights underneath, but they were reverse coloured to ours. Ours had white in the middle and red in the corners. He's had white in the corners and red in the middle.
Light in the middle of this, we have more to talk about. With Gene, Colin, and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. At least 22 people have died in storms and violent tornadoes that leveled entire communities in the South and Midwest. State leaders there have declared emergencies to respond to that damage. The CDC telling travelers to Guinea and Tanzania to be mindful of contracting the deadly Marburg virus. The CDC is on site in Africa to help stop the outbreak of this highly contagious deadly disease. The World Health Organization, meanwhile, says the Marburg virus has a high fatality rate and epidemic potential. The Manhattan District Attorney that indicted former President Trump is getting death threats Police in San Antonio, Texas, say a man killed another man who allegedly stole his truck after tracking the thief with an Apple AirTag. Police have not decided if that suspect will be charged in the fatal shooting. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Colin Saunders has written the book on British triangles, and he's been telling us more about what we see here. Go on, please.
Yes, I mean, I don't claim to be an expert. People call me an expert. Basically, I've just collected a lot of sightings together and popped them into the book. I have gained myself a lot of knowledge from reading the book, actually. I mean, for instance, I would have said that the majority of triangles that people report are either black or grey in colour. But going through the book, I mean, I found that people are also reporting orange, silver, gold, white, blue, dark brown, green. So these are all different coloured triangles that have been seen. Same with the lights as well. They all vary as well. Rather than just red and white, there's also green and blue, yellow, orange, bronze, purple. And often a white beam is seen coming down from the centre of the craft underneath. That's been reported on many occasions. And the sizes vary from small to football pitch size. Now, on the night of our encounter, we didn't hear any noise whatsoever. Obviously, we was in an old car, a Ford Fiesta. The engine was running, and we couldn't hear any noise over the car engine noise. There was no interference with the car engine. The car engine didn't stop. But other people who have been outside and close to a triangle quite often report there's a dull humming noise, a low hum like a transformer or a buzzing or a droning. And so that seems to be a common thing cropping up. Another thing that people say as well, there's quite often like fridge pipes and girders running around the craft. People talk about cloaking. I have a report of a guy locally, actually, who had a triangle come over his garden. And it was only half cloaked. And he said to himself, that's not a very good cloaking device because it's not working properly. You can see half the craft and half of it was invisible. So that must have been quite a sight, actually. People also talk about pressure. They can feel pressure. If the craft is close enough, they feel the pressure coming down onto them. I even had one guy talk about his dental implant vibrating when the triangle got really close to him. And people talk about it shimmering as well. I think that's like the cloaking effect. And sometimes it looked like tin foil that's rippling or black tar. But the other thing is like the movement. Everybody talks about the way these things move, which is an important point. They say they're fluid and they glide, they float, like they're underwater. And they've been seen flying blunt end first as well on many occasions. So that sort of rules out the fact that it's an aerodynamic craft. If it's flying backwards, in effect, you'd expect it to be flying point first all the time, but it's not always reported on those lines. And quite often people would talk about balls of light coming in that suddenly then turn into triangles. That seems to crop up on more than one occasion throughout the book. So, there's a lot of information in there for people who have seen triangles. I realise it's a limited niche market, if you like. Not everybody's going to be wanting to buy a book about triangles unless you've had your own experience. And I think if you've had an experience with a triangle and you read this book, it will comfort you to know that there are so many other people who have seen triangles. You're not alone and you're not crazy.
Now, you mentioned the idea that these craft were, from a number of encounters, people describe them almost as floating. And we hear this a lot, that which has led some people to think that, you know, possibly we're dealing with a heavier than aircraft of some kind, you know, like a blimp or dirigible of old. But that is a consistent report, is that people are amazed that something so big, and oftentimes, like you said, you know, these craft are huge. I mean, they'll float over and cover up an entire neighborhood. They're so large. But people are left with the impression that they're not flying, that they're floating somehow.
That's right. You hear that all the time. And I guess that's got something to do with anti-gravity, the way they use anti-gravity to move the ship causes the way that it actually floats. That is my guess. I don't really know. I do have a slight theory on the part of the craft's ability to float, and I'll just run that past you and see what you think. Now, that doesn't... through my own experiences, I know this craft was not one of ours. I'm 100% convinced, you know, and for the strange things that happened on the night and the strange things that happened afterwards. So what I'm going to try and explain now sounds like man-made, but I think physics, we will understand the science of these craft eventually. If these craft can come across from wherever they're coming, I believe it's dimensional, then the technology they're using it in our dimension, in our world, so I think eventually we will be able to replicate this. Now, this is only a theory of mine, so don't take this as being gospel, but a friend of mine sent me a video of a guy doing quantum levitation. Basically, he was getting a lump of metal and inserting it into liquid nitrogen and freezing it down to 0 degrees Kelvin. At that point, the piece of metal becomes a superconductor. And if you put an electronic field underneath it, it will just sit in midair and float. It won't even move a millimetre. It will just sit. And if you've got a rail, it will follow a rail around. And the thing that impressed me about that as well, what I thought about, was the piece of metal was vaporising because it was so cold. So it looked like it got mist coming off it, like smoke. Now, on the night... The craft of the encounter, once it decloaked and the nose came up in the air, I noticed at one point on the bottom two, what you would call wing tips, there was like fluffy white clouds had created around the wing tips right at the end, which I now believe is vaporization. Also, when the craft first materialized, the nose was slightly down because it could see a red light underneath, which would have been at the front. And that was also shrouded in like a mist, a vapour. So that led me to think, and I'm not saying this is correct, but possibly the surface of the craft is like liquid nitrogen that is trapped inside a transparent skin. And the girders on the surface actually could chew down through this skin into the liquid. So the GERD is on the surface, it's super cooled. And then the whole craft then becomes a superconductor and you get quantum levitation. So I've come to that theory because a lot of people talk about pipes, like fridge pipes in, on triangles. I've got a picture in a book from Michael Schreck of one of his drawings of a triangle covered in pipes underneath. Now, my theory is that these pipes, like the refrigerator type pipes, are carrying, again, like liquid nitrogen, so they're all superconductors. So I believe the craft partly is a superconductor using quantum levitation. I mean, that will give you your pitch and roll and trim and all that. And it's only guesswork, but that's one of the theories I've come up with.
When you talk about that, Colin, of course, you're trying to view this as a natural advancement of science that we know about. And remember, if you're dealing with craft built by a civilization hundreds or thousands of years ahead of us, we couldn't begin to understand it. It'd be with the equivalent of me taking an iPhone or the latest Galaxy from Samsung and going back to 1945 and say, here, figure it out.
That's right. That's right. I mean, this craft may well have been remotely controlled. There's no guarantee there was anybody on board the craft, in which case the close views, three images I had were given to me from the craft. Now, over the years, I have heard other people say that they thought the craft was alive. I've got a good report in the book as well from a guy who lives in New Zealand now who had a very similar experience to mine.
Let's break here and I'd like to talk about that. Living UFOs. Colin, Gene, and Tim, you're in.
Oh, the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Are UFOs living beings? There was a guy who wrote They Live in the Sky, a guy named Trevor James Constable from, what was it, New Zealand, Tim?
Yes.
Why don't you, before Colin picks up on the living UFOs, explain just briefly about what Trevor James was writing about?
Well, he had the idea that not all, but some UFOs could be kind of like sky jellyfish or amoebas almost, you know, creatures that live in the high atmosphere and occasionally will come down into the lower atmosphere and under the right conditions can be seen. And he actually took photographs out in the deserts using maybe infrared photography, and managed to catch some interesting shapes that looked amoeba like things floating around in the sky. So and there's been reports throughout the years of people seeing UFOs that exhibits almost living-like qualities to them. I mean, I know I've seen film, and this was taken outside of Las Vegas, looking towards the mountains around Groom Lake, of lights in the sky that are flying around, but they look like insects flying around. You know, you've seen insects, you know, like on a summer evening or something, the way that they'll play with each other and zoom around. And that's what these lights look like. They look like giant bugs. I mean, not in the shape, but the way they acted, they acted like giant bugs flying around. So yeah, I mean, you know, Trevor Constable may have been onto something.
Yeah, I must admit, over the years, I've seen some strange pictures of objects in the sky. And I wouldn't say they're all photoshopped. And a lot of them are weird-looking objects. They don't look like a craft, do they? They look more like an insect, like I say. They've like, got legs on them, and some of them can be like square blocks, and just not what you would expect to be seeing. There's definitely some strange things in there in the sky. A guy I spoke to, he lives in New Zealand now, funnily enough. Bob Fowler, his name is. He had an encounter, but his encounter was here in the UK. Him and his friend had been doing a band practice and had gone outside for a cigarette, and they saw this light in the sky, like a rugby football type bright white light, and they decided to chase it in the car. So they got in the car and followed this light, and they said the closest it would get to would be about 100 metres away, which is pretty close. And they followed it down to like a lay-by near a motorway, and it sort of disappeared. So Rob decided to walk down the lay-by to see if he could see anything. And he said parked up in the lay-by was an old Volkswagen camper van with a Constantina roof on it. They'd walked past that, and then they heard his friend calling to him not to do it, not to go there, which he thought was a bit strange. And he turned around, and he says that the camper van had disappeared and had been replaced with what he calls, like, it looked like a stealth fighter. It was a wedge-shaped craft that was just hovering where the camper van had been. So he walks back up to this craft, or I think more to do with images. Like, he was right next to it in one position, then in another position. So he's almost like having images put in his mind, the same that I had on my night, which is why he got in touch with me in the first place. But during the course of all of this, he's lasted a lot longer. He had these different images and different close-up views. He said at one point he was standing right next to the nose, and the nose looked like a glove of a boxer on the end of the nose of the craft. And he said it was, he thinks it was red, the nose of the craft. And he swears that the craft was sniffing him. He got the feeling the craft was looking at him, and the actual nose was sniffing what he was up to, what he was about. And then, like, the amazing thing is then, he said that what he decided to do, because this craft was like our craft, it got a liquid surface, and he said there were some beams on it that looked like a cow, I don't know what you call them, a cow fender or something you get on the trains in the western deserts. He said, look, that sort of shape, which I think could have been beams on the surface similar to our craft. But what he did then, which is absolutely astounding, he put his hand into the liquid.
Hmm.
And he said it was like putting your hand into a tin of paint. But as soon as he did that, he says there was a flash and a bang and it had gone. And then he was standing there with his mate, and he actually said, well, that was rather nice, which is like a typical English understatement, I think. But he's written out a full account of everything that took place that night, and I have no reason to believe he's making any of it up. So there we're looking at a craft that really did seem to be alive. It did seem to be actually sniffing him as well, which is very unusual. But along the way, I have heard people say many times that they seem to think that the craft has some sort of intelligence to it. But we can only speculate on that, obviously.
Well, considering right now, I mean, everybody's all worked up about the artificial intelligence, the chat GPs and AI and all that. So what's to say that we're not at the crossroads right now at developing an artificial intelligence that down the road is going to be similar to what people are experiencing? And maybe these craft are actually time machines with this artificial intelligence fully developed, somehow coming back to visit us.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, the time side of it, time travel, I've found it difficult getting my head around it. But what I would say is that I have an account here of a guy coming home to our hometown here in Hinckley in Leicestershire. He'd come from the Neaton on his motorbike. Now, his motorbike stopped working outside a place called Transco, which is a gas central hub in the UK. But basically, his motorbike stopped working, and when he looked up, he said this triangle floated over the Transco building and over him and his motorbike, and he said it was huge. Initially, he said it was the size of a football pitch, and then he said, well, actually, it was bigger than that. It was more like 1.5 football pitches. And he said a third of the way down underneath there was a glass dome, but he couldn't see anybody inside the glass dome. And it slowly floated over his head and went over the town centre, apparently, but this is at about 11 o'clock at night. So then he kicked his motorbike up, it started working again, so he went home. He got in, and instead of it was 1.5 hours had lost on a 15-minute journey. It was 1.5 hours that disappeared. So he woke his parents up to check the time, and he told them what had happened, that this triangle had just come over him, and he's lost 1.5 hours. Now, I've met Keith many times over the years. He drinks in one of the local public houses in Hinckley, And it's always the same story. And he says to me, he doesn't know to this day what happened to that 1.5 hours. He's got no recollection of being abducted or anything along those lines. Now, I've heard that quite a few times where there's missing time, but there's no abduction. So does that mean that these craft are actually time travellers? Or is there something else going on with time dilation? Maybe they are from the future. Who knows? But yeah, there does seem to be quite a lot of time dilation, but not necessarily abductions, if that makes sense.
You also have to assume, Tim, you can take it on in the next segment. You also have to think about the possibility here that if time is lost, something is going on, but whatever it is that's causing this to happen, opted not to have you remember it. I mean, there are people who have missing time and they recall the traditional abduction experience. But once again, we don't know that's what really happened to them. It's what they remember happening to them. And as soon as we get into instances of mind control, and this is something we can talk about as we go along, Colin, as soon as we get into instances of possible mind control, it means that whatever's responsible can make you remember and experience anything they want and decide whether or not you will remember it. I think a sophisticated civilization, if that's what it is, if they didn't want you to remember the real encounter, they could take care of it. They didn't need to put up a screen memory with owls and big eyes and things like that. I just don't think that goes anywhere. But who knows? Colin Saunders, Gene Steinberg, Tim Schwartz, you're in
The Podcast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.